Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it's time for another edition of The Wide Nine. The master of ceremonies, the one, the only, the governor, Tom Milliken.
All right, so the first time this season, the Wide Nine is starting with college football. Defending national champion LSU is now unranked. They've allowed 89 points combined in their two home losses to Mississippi State and Missouri. Are you surprised at how bad LSU has looked? And do you think last year may have just been a one-hit wonder for Ed Orgeron?
Yes, I'm surprised they've looked this bad. They've had a lot of opt-outs, obviously, as well as, you know, like Jamar Chase. They've lost guys to, you know, to the NFL. Burrow, their quarterback, obviously. Stingley was hurt for the first couple of games, and they lost Joe Brady, their offensive coordinator. But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that they're not as good, but I am surprised that their defense is this bad.
I'm not necessarily surprised that their defense is this bad. You lose Dave Aranda, your defensive coordinator. Bo Pelini comes in. Yes, he's been there before, and he's a good defensive coordinator, but they've lost. They had six guys drafted in the top four rounds. This is a team that lost 14 players. They set an SEC record for 14 players drafted, and when you lose players like Clavon Chase onto the first round, you lose Patrick Queen in the first round, you lost a huge amount of talent. So I'm not surprised that their defense is this bad right now. And no, I don't think it's a last year was a one-off. No. They'll be back.
All right, barring a midseason turnaround, should Texas fire Tom Herman? He's 27-17 overall, 1-4 against Oklahoma, has one Sugar Bowl win and no conference championships.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why you would keep him around. They're going to be losing their quarterback in Sam Ehlinger. He's never been that guy. That we talk about fits, you know, and I know that they got rid of, was it Charlie Strong?
Yes.
And I think they'd really like to go back and say, hey, Mack Brown, can we do over? Can you come back and just maybe we'll end it a little bit better? And so we could transition to a new coach. I think he's gone no matter what after this year.
I think they should give him one more year. I'm pretty lenient when it comes to college coaches. He does have a winning record. He has turned some things around. They're a lot like Michigan, where their fans believe that they should always be this, and they're not. That's the way Texas has been for the last few years. I think he's done a decent job. It just hasn't been that great lately. But that's what Texas is not. Texas, not great lately.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, one of the biggest stories in football last week happened in Texas, and it was Dak Prescott's injury. And that was definitely the biggest story coming out of week five. So let's relate it to the Lions. If Bob Quinn were able to get a first and a third round pick from Dallas for Matthew Stafford, would you be willing to keep Bob Quinn around in 2021?
No. I mean, yeah, you sit there and say first and third, that's pretty good. Well, Martin Mayhew got a first and third for when he traded Roy Williams, and he turned it into Brandon Pettigrew and Derek Williams. Okay? Bob Quinn's drafting record says that they would not be able to get great players for that first and third. So bye-bye. No, it wouldn't make a difference to me.
No, I don't think you keep – I think his marching instructions should be get the trade done, and then when it's done, you find somebody new to follow through on – you know, exercising those picks.
Yes.
And exercising who you bring in as your next coach, as the quarterback, who you're going to fill this team with talent.
All right, the Lions are coming off their bye week with a 1-3 record. They take on the 1-4 mustache-led Jacksonville Jaguars. If the Lions lose and the defense looks like it has the first quarter of the season, should Matt Patricia be allowed on the team plane home?
Well, yeah, you let him on the plane home, but you technically, you know, that's just, you know, semantics. But if the mustache carves them up, If the really good undrafted running back Robinson carves up that defense coming off a bye, you should not be allowed to coach another game.
Why now, though? If you're not going to do it going into the bye after you've already had double-digit leads in three of your four games and you've come away with losses, you would think it would have been done at the start of the bye so that you could have had success coming out of the bye. If you didn't do it then, why now?
Because you had a whole week, over a week, to prepare for this one game.
He had a whole offseason to prepare.
Yeah, but this is, you're not talking about a great team you're playing here either. That's the difference, in my opinion.
The only thing I would give Stoney on this one, John, is that, okay, so if they didn't correct anything and they do the same thing again.
But they didn't correct anything in the offseason.
Let's say he's like on his last life. Yes. And the ownership's like, okay, let's see if we can get some things right here. And then they end up doing the same thing again, which I can totally see coming. By the way, sneaky fantasy pickup this week, LaVisca Chenault.
Oh, that's right, the wide receiver.
Yeah, Chark's a little banged up, and oh boy, I can just see him. His first 100-yard game as a rookie. It's happening. All right, Mike Zimmer's getting heat for going for it on 4th and 1 at the Seahawks 6-yard line late in the fourth quarter on Sunday night. The Vikings led by 5 points and could have extended the lead to 8 with a field goal. Did Zimmer make the right decision?
You know, it's weird. At first I said no, but then I started thinking about it. The history with kickers and Mike Zimmer has not been good, number one. Number two, they made the right play. The running back, Madison, just didn't follow the great hole. It was there to get the first down. Here's the thing. If you kick the field goal, you go up 8, all right? Yeah, the Seahawks need a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Chances are you're kicking the ball out of the end zone. So you're giving Russell Wilson 75 yards instead of he got like 94 yards. So you're making it actually easier for him to tie the game. Yes, it would go into overtime. I think they made the right decision. You go for it.
I do, too. There's nothing that makes you matter as an offensive lineman than when a running back runs right up your ass, especially when there's a hole. I mean, pick a side. All he had to do was go left or right. He ran right up the ass of the right tackle. And so he made the right call. It was there. All you have to do, a coach can't go out there and execute for a player. You give him an opportunity, and he just didn't make it happen.
You know, I was Stoney made me think of Vince Young in the Rose Bowl when you brought up the whole 75 versus 94-yard thing. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the argument against not punting for USC and actually that Pete Carroll made the right decision. But, however, I still disagree with that. All right, we're 5 weeks into the NFL season, and my preseason prediction of a Seahawks-Steelers Super Bowl is looking pretty good. Both teams are combined 9-0. Thanks, Greg. You know it's not going to happen now. I mean, I blew my wad early. But anyways, I'm giving you guys a chance to revise your Super Bowl predictions. Who do you think will meet in Tampa in February?
I'm staying with mine. And it goes down to the quarterbacks. Tampa, you can say whatever you want about what they've done so far. By the time the playoffs come around, Tom's going to have them ready to roll. And Patrick Mahomes, he's entering Tom Brady, territory. I think I'm not going to bet against either of those guys. So I'm staying pat with Kansas City and Tampa.
I'll change. I had Chiefs. Vikings. Uh-huh. So that's definitely not going to happen. I'm going to go a little off the board here. The Titans, not just because they just are solid. They're just a solid football
consistent
team. Yeah, they run the ball.
Overreaction to last night.
No, not really. I mean,
would you have said that before this time yesterday?
Maybe. I don't know. it's a little recency bias. Yeah, it is. But you start to think about it. Yeah, maybe.
I'm just picking on you.
And that's okay. And the Rams. The Rams are a sneaky good team.
And they've got experience.
And they have the best player in football. Besides Patrick Mahomes, he's Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
I don't necessarily disagree. I just need to see more.
I know.
I need to see more before I'm ready to go there. But I don't disagree.
Okay, scoring is up significantly in the NFL this season. John and I both thought defenses would have the advantage due to COVID-19. Why is it that offenses are excelling?
I think it's because quarterback play is really, really good. And I think these quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks coming into the league these days, because of, 7-on-7s, camps, all this stuff, they're more prepared to come into the NFL and excel than they were even less than a decade ago. The quarterback play has been really, really good.
I think the quarterback play has been really good. To your point, the young quarterbacks are more prepared. But I think what has happened as well is offenses are simplified. You don't have a, you know, 3-inch playbook that you've got to go through and master. They have simplified things, not just for the young quarterbacks, but for the entire offenses. And you're seeing an execution simply because they don't have as much to have to go over in practice, to have to go over in meetings. They're mastering the basics.
All right, the Browns are 4-1 and have a huge game at Pittsburgh this Sunday. Meanwhile, you have the two playoff teams from last year, the Eagles and Texans, who are struggling. What above 500 team will miss the playoffs, and what under 500 team will make the playoffs?
Ooh, this was a tough one.
Yeah, it was.
And when I think about above 500 teams that aren't going to make the playoffs, are we going at 500 or above 500?
He said above.
It's got to be above. I'm going to say, I know our Cleveland has a lot of things going for them, but if there's a franchise that will implode, and they've got a tough division, right? They're in there with Baltimore and Pittsburgh. I think Cleveland could hit a few bumps in the road. The under 500 team, you know what? I think that Lions fans are I'm not going to say the Lions. I'm not going there. The little tease. But I think the Lions fans are going to look at a change that was made early on. I'm going to say the Houston Texans get back on pace. They go with the oldest coach to ever coach games, Romeo Crennel. They find something with Deshaun Watson. They find J.J. Watt steps up as he has done. The defense plays a little bit better. They got their first win. I think they might have an outside chance of making the playoffs.
The under 500 team, it'll make the playoffs. It's tough, but they play Baltimore next, so they'll probably go 1-4-1, and that's the Eagles, because the division is so bad. I think they'll at least get 4 wins out of Washington and the Giants, and they can split with the Cowboys and see what happens. It's a long shot.
They got to get healthy.
Yes, and they will get healthier eventually. Mm-hmm. And as far as over 500 teams that's going to miss the playoffs, they've done really well so far, but I think eventually it's going to catch up with the Carolina Panthers, who are 3-2. I think they're good, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
You want to get depressed quick? Kevin Stefanski's got 4 wins with a bunch of malcontents in 5 games, and Matt Patricia has 10 in 2-plus years.
Yeah. Oh.
Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff were fired by the Falcons on Sunday after they dropped to 0-5. If the Lions have a coaching change, how would you feel about Dan Quinn being the team's defensive coordinator in 2021?
I'd have no problem with it. Some guys are better coordinators than they are head coaches. He did a good job as head coach getting them to the Super Bowl, but he was a good defensive coordinator. I'll tell you, talk about defensive coordinators, you know, bring back Terrell Austin. I mean, he's running the Steelers secondary right now.
Yeah, I've experienced this a number of times where North Turner was one of my first head coach. He is, I think, one of the best offensive coordinators in the business, a brilliant offensive mind, just didn't work out as a head coach. Some guys are built to be really good position coaches. Some guys are great coordinators. Other guys aren't good position coaches or coordinators, but they're just really good head coaches. Mm-hmm. They're just built for whatever the responsibilities and the difference of those positions are. I think that Dan Quinn is a really good defensive coordinator. I'd take him.
Absolutely. All right. That is the Wide 9 for this week on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.